1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 10. Paul was writing and he made this statement. He said, night and day, praying exceedingly that we might see your face. How important it is for your man of God to see your face. Thank God for the day of technology that we live in, but there's something about the man of God seeing you. Not just you seeing him, but him seeing you. Praying exceedingly that we might see your face, look at this, and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. So the subject here is about your faith. And he's saying that our faith can be imperfect and our faith can be lacking something. So when he says perfect, he's not talking about without flaw. He's talking about developed, a maturity of faith, a faith that works. And so he says that we might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. So if your faith is lacking something, your life will be lacking something.
Yes. Right.
Amen.
Yes.
Why? Because it's by faith that we conduct business with heaven. And if our faith is lacking something, our business with heaven is going to be lacking something. And then also he says that he might perfect what's lacking in the faith. So we can see this. If our faith is imperfect, our results will be imperfect. And God intends that our faith always receives. That we get results every time. That there's no such thing as faith failures for us. Amen. Faith doesn't fail. If something didn't work, our faith was lacking something. Our faith was imperfect in some way because faith doesn't fail.
Right. Amen.
Amen. So I want to go over and I want us to see something that's important to our faith working. Turn with me, if you would, to a familiar scripture, Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. Romans 10. Verse 17. Aren't you thankful for the word?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Romans 10 and verse 17. Paul again writes in this letter and he says, so then faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. When people read this, so many times they limit the understanding of this verse to when I read the word of God, faith comes. Well, that's true. If you're feeding and that word finds entrance into your heart, not just into your mind, but it finds entrance into your heart, faith comes. But how many of you know, he says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. God isn't just an author of what he says. He's speaking something.
Right, right.
Amen.
So faith comes by hearing and hearing by what God says.
Right.
What is God saying to you? Not just what did you read in his word, but what is he singling out? Haven't you ever noticed in every season of your life, God's dealing with you about something? And it's not because we're just full of faults and failures. Yes, we do miss it. But it's because he's building us and bringing us into maturity. And because of that, every season he's dealing with us about something to bring us into another level of maturity in that season. So God's always dealing with us about something. When you're facing a need, God's going to deal with you today based on your measure of faith today. Do you understand that? Why? Because faith is measurable. Faith can grow. Faith can diminish. And just to let you know, faith comes by hearing and hearing. Notice the word hearing is present tense. Faith doesn't come by heard. Faith doesn't come by what you heard in the past. Faith comes by what you're hearing now. So God is going to talk to you about a need that you're facing based on where your faith is at today. Now, you have to know this. The Holy Spirit, He counsels us. He leads us. Mm-hmm. He guides us, but He's going to lead us based on our measure of faith today.
Right. Amen.
He's not going to lead you on pastor's measure of faith. He's going to lead you based on your measure of faith.
Right.
Because He knows what your measure of faith is today.
Amen.
And there's a way for you to know it too. How do you know your measure of faith? Well, in Romans chapter 13 and verse 15, we won't take time to turn there, but Romans 13, 15 said that in believing you rejoice and you have peace.
Right.
So when you believe and when you're within your measure of faith, you're at peace and you're in joy. If you've lost peace and you're out and you don't have joy in something, it's because you're out beyond your measure of faith. When you're within your measure of faith, there's joy and there's peace. The Holy Ghost will always lead you based on your measure of faith. The devil would love for you to get out beyond your measure of faith.
Amen.
Because if you do, you fail. But within your measure of faith, you succeed. So the Holy Ghost is going to lead you today based on your measure of faith today. So notice this, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what God is saying to you today. You understand that? So many times when people are faced with a need, you know what they do? They go to a scripture that they know that's a topical scripture dealing with their need, and they pick up that verse and throw it at their need. And if it doesn't seem to work, they just bear down on their confession on it. They just keep saying it and keep saying it and keep saying it. Why? Because they've decided what their need, what the solution for their need is. Well, thank God for the word, but let me just say this. The word is God's general instructions to all of His people. The word tells us that healing belongs to us. The word tells us prosperity belongs to us. The word tells us that He'll provide for you. That He'll supply every need. Well, part of your needs are a home. Part of your needs are a job. So God is saying He'll take care of all that. But the Word doesn't tell you which home to buy. The Word doesn't tell you what job to take. The Word doesn't tell you which pastor to sit under. The Word doesn't tell you which person to marry. So there are general needs in your life that the Word answers. But you're going to need some specifics answered. And that isn't answered by the Word. That's answered by the Spirit. In line with the word. Amen. So when you're faced with a need, it's not just about you finding a scripture. It's you hearing what the Spirit is saying to you about that need at that moment. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what God is saying to you now. When you know what the Spirit of God is saying to you, and you put your faith on what He said, you're going to get results like this. Why? Because it's not just you mentally digging and finding a scripture. It's you being led by the Spirit. When I've gone through different seasons of tests in my life, I remember one in particular. It lasted about a year and a half. And every single day when I got up, the Spirit of God would prompt a verse to me, or He would say something to me. And all day long, when the devil would try to attack the mind and bombard it, I would answer those thoughts with what the Holy Ghost said to me that day. You want to know why? Because if He said it to me, it quickened it. It became alive to me. My heart grabbed it. It wasn't just some random verse that I wanted to just apply. I heard from Him, and He spoke to me based on what my spirit could grab hold of. I'd get up the next day, and I'd go to quote that verse or to say that thing that He said the next day, and it seemed like it was a dead thing to me. You say, why? Because every day He would give me something new to say. And when I would say what He would say to me, then my faith worked. I grabbed hold of things with my heart. And it wasn't just me throwing a bunch of useless confessions at the need. They were quickened by the Spirit. The Word says, quicken me according to your word. He will speak a word to you that is quickened to your own heart. And it's like it stands up and you get light on it. And you get revelation and it seems real to you. Faith comes by hearing and hearing what he's saying to you right then. Does that make sense to you? And so many people are just trying to figure out a scripture. Listen, the word is so vast. And there's so much that it addresses that you need a divine teacher to teach you which one fits you for that day. And when you hear that, then you release your faith. Because sometimes you go to believe God. Let's say it's a financial need and you start grabbing hold. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And I mean, you're just throwing it at it all day long. And the more you throw it at it, the further away from it you're getting. Why? Because sometimes if you'll take time to hear, he'll say, you need to adjust the way you're handling your work, your mouth regarding at work. Don't, what you're saying about your boss, right? What you're saying and how you're handling your marriage situation. You see, you can throw right verses at things, but not have the counsel of the Spirit based on what your need is. For example, years ago, my husband, now he went home to be with the Lord in his early 70s, but in his mid to late 50s, he was just going in for a checkup, and the doctors found that he had a form of cancer. Well, one of the doctors that was loved drama said, oh, I guarantee you it's all through your bone, it's all through, you know, and they hadn't run any tests, he's just guessing. And, you know, I just don't appreciate drama, period, so much less uncalled for drama, because it just gives something more for people to overcome. And it's very unprofessional, just so long as you know. It's just unprofessional. So he told my husband, he said, this is not a good, it's not a good scenario for you. And so my husband and I had driven there in different cars. So my husband, after the appointment, he got in his car to drive home. I got in my car to drive home, but I didn't even turn on the car until I started doing some talking. Because you see, I'm going to start slamming doors before the devil can find an entrance. And I sat in my car before I even turned it on and I said, God, you know my mind could go a lot of different directions right now. I was only in my 30s, my mid-30s. I said, you know that my mind could go a lot of different directions right now, but I tell you what, I'm not letting it. Devil, I know that you would like for my mind to go a lot of different directions, and I want you to know it's not going there. And so I slammed the doors to those thoughts now, and I put my thoughts on what God says. And I just sat there in my car, and I prayed in the Spirit, and I worshiped God, and it was like a blanket fell down over, that blanket of peace. I could feel it tangibly drop over my head and my shoulders, and I couldn't have worried if I tried. Why? It's the peace that passes understanding.
Amen.
Amen. But when I got home, so I got home about 10 minutes after my husband arrived, and when I walked in the door, he said, well, when I came into the house, I sat down in the chair and I said to God, God, you don't miss it. And he said, I've missed it somewhere. Where did I miss it? Now, see what he could have done and what a lot of Christians do. They just start digging out their healing scriptures. And they just start throwing all their healing scriptures at that need. But that's, see, my husband knows it's by the word and the Spirit. He knows the Spirit is going to help him diagnose his need. What doctors can't fully diagnose, the Holy Ghost is he's precise in it. And so the Holy Ghost, he said to God, he said, you don't miss it. I've missed it somewhere. And he said, where did I open the door? And as soon as he said that, the Spirit of God spoke to him, said, you, two ways. He said, number one, I've dealt with you for years about not resting. You don't rest. And your body is worn out. It's worn down. And because it's worn down, it's not just naturally even fighting as it should against certain, you know, certain illnesses or anything, because you've opened the door through breaking that body down. He said you would do better for a while, but then you'd go back to your old habit of not resting. And Ed said, you're right. See, if God says there's a problem, it just do best for us to agree. Right? Just agree instead of argue with him. But people practice arguing. And when they practice arguing, if they're not careful, they argue with the wrong one. So he said, you're right. I do that. And then God said to him, then there's a second area. You've opened the door. And he said that you're not obeying me in the prophet's office. I tell you to say something to someone and you don't do it. And he said, so you've opened the door through your disobedience to that office. And Ed said, okay, I judge myself. I repent for not treating my body right. I repent for not obeying you and what I'm called to. And God said, okay, within 30 days, it'll all be gone. And on day 28, he went back and it was all gone. But see, his faith worked because he heard. His faith didn't work because he knew healing scriptures. His faith worked because he heard. If you're believing God for something and nothing is changing, don't just keep throwing scriptures at your need. I'm not diminishing scriptures, but they work when you hear which scriptures are your need. That answer your need. And this is where a lot of people miss it in the faith life, is they just start picking up random things and throwing it at their need when the Holy Ghost is trying to get their attention and say, this is the problem over here. How many of you know, no matter how much he would have confessed healing scriptures, if he didn't close those two doors, the devil's staying in. The one who opened the doors is the one who has to close the doors. Pastor can't close doors that you opened. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As a minister, I don't just go out and see what others are doing and I start trying to do that. No, I take time to hear from God, because then when I do, my faith works. Your faith works with revelation. So when God reveals something to you, now your faith has something to grab hold of. So many times people are just trying to get more word in them. I'm talking about the written word, when they need to do some of the rhema word, hearing what God is saying to them. I know in pastoring for 25 years, some people wait till it's too late. God has been saying something to them for years before they started addressing it. There was one woman that I know of. She wasn't in our church, but she was a friend in ministry that we had. God told her to make a change regarding her body like decades before, and she never did. And so then up comes a terminal condition. And she goes to believe God, but see, she's trying to throw healing scriptures when the change was to be made when God said, and it would take time, and she didn't do it. See, our faith is not to work against what he says.
That's right. Amen.
If he says something, that's what we're going to have to correct, and that's what we're going to have to put in place. I appreciate that he tells us where we're missing it.
Yes.
It's not what we're doing right that hurts our life. It's what we're doing wrong. Amen. So I want to hear, what do I need to change? What do I need to correct? Because sometimes people think that they need just more to throw more faith at their situation when they just need to make a change in what he's dealing with them about. And when they do, their faith will work, and it'll seem like, as Dad Hagin used to say, it'll just seem like it works like magic. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Turn with me, if you would. Let's go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Are you getting help tonight?
Yes.
Romans chapter 8. Why? These things help us have a faith that's more perfected, right? So that we're not lacking something in our faith. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. It says this, Romans 8, verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So notice this, he's committing. We could read it this way, sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. So he's committing you. If you're a son of God, he's committed himself to leading you. He's obligated himself through this verse, that if you're a son of God, he's going to lead you. You don't have to ask him to lead you. You know, that would be like as a mother, I have two sons and they're grown now. They don't live at home. Praise the Lord. They were great sons, but you know, it's a good thing when life moves on. If I would have waked up in the morning and one of them said, "Would you be my mother today?" I'm going to go, come here, child. Let me straighten you out. What do you think I've been doing every day? You don't have to ask me to be who I am. The Holy Ghost is the guide. You don't have to ask him to do it. Just say, Holy Spirit, I listen to the guidance you give today. It's not saying, will you guide me? You're accusing him of not guiding you. It's about us listening. God is committing himself and obligating himself that the sons of God are led. So it's our job to say, I'm led by you today, Holy Ghost. I'm going to follow what you say to me, and I'm going to put my faith on what you lead me to do. Amen. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So God's obligated to leading you. Now, how is he going to lead you? The next verse tells you how the next phrase tells us how he's going to lead us. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit. That's how he's going to lead us. He has committed himself to bear witness with us in what direction we should go, in what decisions we should make. What he's not committing himself to is giving you a vision. He's not committing himself to lead you through a dream. He's not committing himself to lead you through you hearing a voice. He's not committing himself to lead you through a prophecy. Can those things happen? Yes, but there is no promise in the word that will happen. He's only committed himself that the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God and the Spirit bears witness, and that's what he's committed himself to. Now, that's when faith is going to work, is when we're listening to the one who is bearing witness to it with us. Amen. And I know in pastoring for so many years and in having traveled for many, many years in teaching, I know this, many in the body of Christ don't recognize how the Spirit bears witness. They don't recognize the leading of the Spirit. And that's why they have faith difficulties, because they don't recognize even what he's leading them to do. Some just think if they have a good idea that that's the leading of the Spirit. Some think that if they just want to do something real bad, that that's the Spirit leading them to do something. Some think if others agree with their good idea, that that's the leading of the Spirit. Some think just because they got offered a promotion at work, that that's the leading of the Spirit. Because the devil will bid high to get you out of your local church. He'll bid high to get to move you to a different location to get you out of the will of God. He'll give you promotions. He'll give you pay raises. He'll bid high for you. But that's still not the leading of the Spirit just because your boss is impressed with you.
That's right. Yes. Amen. Preach it.
And just because you fell in love with her. And just because you fell in love with him. That's not the leading of the Spirit. Because you will fall in love with what you hang around. And you can hang around with the wrong thing and fall in love with the wrong thing. So don't just think because you're in love that is God putting you together. Many don't recognize. They're led by these outward circumstances, their feelings, their emotions, and the circumstances that line up out here. And they're following those through life, ending up in a mess, and then trying to throw faith at it. Faith works when you hear.
Amen.
You understand that? Faith works when you hear what the Spirit of God is saying to you in the face of that need that you're facing. Amen?
Amen.
And you can't just go by how he led somebody else. And you can't go by how he led you last time you had a problem like this. Amen. So, if we go to follow this inward witness, what is that like? Well, if the Spirit of God is leading you to do something, in your spirit there will seem like what we would say a green light. You just seem to just go ahead. That seems right in here. I'm not talking about from mental calculations and mental figuring out and making a list of pros and cons. on a piece of paper. You know, why we should, why we shouldn't. No, the more you get in that mental arena, the more you're going to get confused about the Spirit, what He's leading you to do. Because He doesn't lead you through the mental arena. So in your spirit, if the Holy Ghost is leading you to do something, there will seem to be like a green light. It seems like, go ahead. That's the right direction. And if somebody were to ask you, how do you know? Many times you can't even articulate it or say it. You just say, it just seems right. Well, I don't think you ought to do that. I understand where you're coming from, but inside it seems I need to go this other way. That is the Spirit bearing witness. It's not a voice. He's just bearing witness. It's not a voice. He's just bearing witness. It just seems like I need to go that way. Or there's a peace in here about it. I have peace. That's the biggest thing. There's a peace that when it seems that you should go a certain way, you'll have peace in here. But listen, sometimes you can have peace in your spirit and have total bombardment and harassment in your mind. I remember there was a big decision business-wise years ago that I was faced with. And I talked to my husband about it. And he said, well, honey, he said, your faith has taken the lead with that project. So I'm just going to take your cue on it. Whatever God tells you to do. He said, I'll just hook up with your faith. Now, he said, I know it'll bear witness with me. But he said, either way. But he says, I'm just going to leave that in your hands. And I had this sense to go this particular direction. But I had peace about it in here, but man, my mind was bombarding me about doing this. There were several million dollars involved in this thing. And my mind was bombarding me. And I mean, I couldn't sleep. I'm talking about up here. Harassed, bombarded. And so after several days of this, I said, God, I have peace in my spirit about going this direction, but my mind is totally harassed. So I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take time to pray in the spirit and get it clear in my spirit before I make a decision on that. Sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Wrong. A couple days later, I'm praying in the spirit, and a couple days later, God said to me, the peace is the clarity. What was it? The Spirit was bearing witness with my spirit, go this direction, but the devil was bringing all kinds of thoughts to challenge me in that what the Spirit was bearing witness to, and I was considering those thoughts instead of casting down those thoughts. What was I really wanting? I was wanting an additional leading other than the inward witness. God didn't promise me an additional leading. He promised me the inward witness. And if I'm not going to follow the inward witness, why would He give me another witness? Why would He give me a voice? Why would He give me a dream? Why would He have somebody to speak to me through a word of prophecy if I'm not going to trust and follow the witness He's already given me? And there's something about our flesh that likes another witness. We like hearing God, that authoritative voice. I've heard it just once, maybe twice in my life. When God said to me, I was dating Ed, and He said, He's going to be your husband. And I heard it audibly in the car. I turned around to see who said it. I was the only one in the car, though. That was a voice that spoke. And when that voice spoke, nothing could shake me off of that because I heard. But I want you to know when the Spirit bears witness, you're hearing.
Amen.
Don't let something shake you off just because it's not spectacular or dramatic in the way it manifests. So if you should do something, there's that peace. And if you have peace about doing something, do it. Don't wait for your pastor to call you out. Don't wait for God to show you in the scriptures some other additional leading. I'm not diminishing that. I'm just saying if you have the inward witness, that's what He's promised you, and that's safe. for you to follow. But if you shouldn't go a particular direction, there will be a hesitancy. I'm talking about in your spirit, not in your mind. I'm not even talking about you calculating the mind. There will be a hesitancy in your spirit. There will be a sense of, don't do that. And I can't tell you why not to do it, because it makes sense that I should up here, but on the inside of me, it seems that I shouldn't do this. It seems like, don't go that direction. I don't have a peace in here. If you will follow either that green light or that red light, it will keep you safe in the biggest crisis of life. And can I tell you this? Some people would be more confident if they heard something, if they had a dream, if they had a vision, if they heard a voice, if they saw an angel. But I tell you what, the best leading is not one of those. Because the devil can duplicate any one of those. But there's one leading he cannot duplicate, and that is the inward witness. So the inward witness is the best way to be led and the safest way to be led. The day my husband went home to be with the Lord, I was left with $6.5 million of debt I became responsible for. There were 8 big projects that he had been working on for 5 years, trying to complete them. 2 of those were the completion of buildings. They were big projects. They weren't something that could be done in a day. It's something that required a lot of time. It required a lot of planning. It required a lot of know-how. And so I had to deal with banks. I had to deal with attorneys. I had to deal with the city board. I had to deal with all kinds of professional people that only my husband had ever dealt with. So I knew all that was going to be on my plate the day he died. And I said to God, I don't have the business know-how, but I have the one who knows the business. I only have one decision to make today, and that is I'm going to do exactly what the Spirit leads me to do. That is my decision. In the face of dealing with every bank, in the face of dealing with every lawyer, in the face of dealing with the city, the building committee and all that, I'm going to follow what the Holy Ghost says, because I don't have the business know-how, but He does. Right. He's the genius inside. Right. My success is in my experience of hearing and following Him. Amen. So I told God this. I said, God, the day my husband went home, I said, God, I commit to you today. When I have peace about something in my spirit about doing it, I'm not just going to sit and wait. I don't know. I'm going to wait on that. I'm not going to hesitate. Because hesitation is also the flow of doubt when you have clarity and peace on your spirit of what to do.
Come on.
And I said, so I tell you what, when I have peace in my spirit, I'm jumping in with both feet and I'm jumping in bold. And I said, and I refuse to go to bed and lay in bed at night and question myself and get up in the middle of the arena and say, should I have done that? Should I not have done that? Oh, I'm not sure if I should do that. Because when you do that, you open the door to the devil to trouble your mind. Because when you go to the mental arena to measure your obedience, he'll always accuse you of disobedience. He'll always accuse you that you missed it. And I told God, I said, when I have peace in my spirit about something, I'm jumping in with both feet. And if I do it wrong, I said, I expect you to bail me out. That's what every good parent does. They bail their kids out. Isn't that right? If you go into the store and you got toddlers with you, some stores, you used to see it. I don't know if you see it now, but they used to have these signs, you break it, you buy it. Yeah. Right? Yeah. You knew if my kid broke something, I got to buy it whether I intended to or not, because that is my parental responsibility.
Come on. Amen.
Come on.
And you owe it to that store as a parent. Yeah, yeah. So I told God, if I break something,
come on.
You have a parental responsibility. To bail me out and to fix it. Because I would rather miss it jumping forward in boldness than miss it by hesitating in fear.
Amen. Glory to God.
When you have peace, be bold. When you have peace, act on it. Quit waiting for another leading. Quit waiting for somebody to congratulate you for hearing right. Just do what you have peace about. And when you do, you'll be amazed at how faithful the Holy Spirit is to lead and guide you. Amen. And you get to the place to where you have experience at that inward witness. And when you get that experience and you recognize the difference between your spirit and your mind, at a moment's notice, now I make decisions like this because I can check in a moment and know whether I got peace about that or not. My whole life, every day, I'm having to make ministry decisions based on nothing but the peace within me. I've made decisions worth millions of dollars based on one thing, the inward witness that gave me peace. And I said, I got peace about that. I'm doing it. And God, if you don't want me to do it, you better do something. Because I got peace. And when the devil would tell me, see, and I would move in a direction that I had peace about going, the devil would say, that's the wrong direction. That's the wrong direction. You know what I'd do? I'd answer him and I'd say, no, I had peace. Peace never leads me wrong. And I'm doing the right thing because peace led me to this place. You have to answer the devil, talk to him, so that you have experience at following that inward witness, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by what the Spirit is saying to you. What is God saying to you right now? That's when faith works. Amen. And in 1 year, all 8 of those projects were completed. Half of that debt was gone. Why? Just by following peace. I didn't have another voice. I didn't have an angel appear. I didn't have someone call and prophesy and tell me what to do. Just that inward witness. And you know what? You've got it too. Right. You've got the same inward witness. You don't have to ask the Holy Ghost, be that witness. He is in there to guide you. Just whenever you need something, this is what so many do. When they're faced a need, they turn this direction. They say, oh God, I need help. I need to know for you to tell me what to do. Don't turn that direction. Turn this direction. And say, Holy Spirit, you're guiding me. You're in me. What is peace leading me to do? What's Isaiah say? They shall go out with joy and be led forth. What? With peace. Follow the one who leads with peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, you say, Pastor Nancy, I've not succeeded at that. Well, let me tell you how you can know the inward witness. You can distinguish. The word tells us in Hebrews, it says that the word of God is sharp. It's alive. It's quick. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. What's it do? Dividing asunder. Between what? The soul and the spirit. Notice, it divides the soul and the spirit. If you're going to follow the inward witness, don't mingle the soul and the spirit, divide them. This is where many people get confused on how the Spirit is leading, because they go to the mental arena and they figure out and reason out their answers and their help. And then when the Spirit goes to enlighten them, they're so full in their mind with their own plannings that they cannot even distinguish what the Spirit is saying to them anymore, because the mind is so full and so loud. Amen. When the Spirit is leading you and saying something to you, He speaks to your spirit, and what your spirit knows floats up and enlightens your mind. Your mind has to grab what your spirit knows. Otherwise, your spirit knows things your mind hadn't caught up with yet.
Right. Absolutely. Yes.
But what happens is what the Spirit is leading you to do floats up from your spirit and enlightens your mind. But if your mind is full with your own plannings, you're going to have a hard time distinguishing what floated up from my spirit and what did I calculate. Does that make sense to you? So you say, Pastor Nancy, what do I do? Well, the best way to become sensitive to the leading of the Spirit in your spirit is through spending time with the one that's leading you. Speak in other tongues. He gives you utterances. The Bible, the Word says that the Holy Spirit is our helper. Yes. Can I tell you, the Holy Spirit is not our doer.
Yeah. Right.
He's our helper. He helps us in our doing. He does not do for us what we're to do. He helps us in our doing. So he will lead us to do something, and then when we do it, he'll help us. But if he doesn't lead us to do something and we do something out of our own plan, out of our own calculations, and then he doesn't help, and we go, well, why isn't faith working? Because he's not helping what he didn't lead in. So if we just follow what he leads in, his help is always, always there. So the primary way he helps us is he doesn't just, like, we go to bed with a problem and we wake up the next morning and he's cured it while we were sleeping. That's not how his help just doesn't appear. The primary way he helps us is he gives us utterances. It's called God talk. He that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. For no man understands him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. The Holy Ghost will give you utterances that speak out things that are a mystery to you, but not to God. And it'll bring you into the place of revelation, and it's no longer just a mystery to you. When you take time to pray in other tongues, let me just go with me real quickly. And then we'll close not long after this. But I want you to see this verse. This is in Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Romans 8, verse 26 and 27. Romans 8, verses 26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. Then he's not talking about sickness and disease here. He's telling us in the next phrase what the infirmities are. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. It's a prayer infirmity. So he helps us when we don't know what to pray. He helps us and assists us in our prayer life. How does he help us? The Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Or these, he's talking about utterances in that are not in your known language. And then look at this, for God who searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit. Listen to this, because the Spirit makes intercession for the saints, look at this phrase, according to the will of God. When you take time to pray out the utterances in the Spirit that the Spirit of God gives you, you're praying out the plan of God. So if you're faced with a need and you say, Father, I need to know your mind of what I'm to do on this need. You take time speaking in other tongues. You're praying out what God's plan is for that need you're facing. And he'll tell you, while you're praying in other tongues, up will come your answers because you prayed them out. And they'll come up from your spirit and enlighten your mind, and you'll just know what to do. And people say, how'd you know that? I can't tell you how I know. I just know that that's the right thing to do. So let me say this. The way to learn and recognize the way the Spirit is leading you, to be very keen and quick and accurate in distinguishing how he's leading, take time to pray in other tongues. Wow. The more you speak in other tongues, the more sensitive your spirit becomes to the leadings of the Spirit. Amen. You can't spend time with him and not come to know him better. Amen. Know his leadings more accurately. Amen.
Amen.
So then we go back to what we started out with, is that that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what God is saying to you. How's he going to say it to you? He's going to say it to you through the Spirit. Because not only does the Word speak to us, but the Spirit is going to give us the specifics. The Word tells you victory belongs to you, right?
Yes.
But the Holy Ghost is going to tell you what steps to make so that you arrive at your victory. My husband knew this when the doctor told him he had cancer. My husband knew that healing belonged to him, victory belonged to him, but that's not the steps to take. The Holy Ghost told him where he had opened the door to the devil. Then when he heard what the Spirit directed him in, then he could close the door to the devil, and then his faith worked like this because he's acting on knowledge and not just on random scriptures.
Amen.
Amen. Does this help you in your faith life? So when you're faced with a need, don't just start grabbing scriptures and throwing them at them. Take time. Say, Father, I'm going to hear what you know. Holy Spirit, you're in me to lead me and guide me. I'm here to listen. And whatever I have peace about, that's the thing I'm doing. I've had people come to me in my pastorate and say, Pastor Nancy, the doctors say I need a surgery, but I'm not going to do it. I say, okay, why are you not going to do it? I'm not trying to talk them into it. I just wanted to hear, what do you know? They say, because I don't want a surgery. I said, nobody wants one. Nobody. Nobody said, I want one. Nobody wants one. So that's not the answer to why you're not having it. Well, I know that it's God's will that I be healed divinely. Yes, I do know that. But I know this, not everyone's at the full measure of faith to receive God's best. But God still wants you to succeed, and He has a path for you to take that will lead you into success. So what is He saying to you? I don't want to hear what you want or what you don't want. I want to know, what is the Spirit saying to you? It's a real fun it's a real fun conversation, just so long you know. I'm not trying to talk people into something. I'm trying to help them locate what's in them. Right. Because I can't, they're wanting me to give them a cure-all scripture.
Right.
When my job is not to give you a cure-all scripture that takes you out of every test, my job is to help you locate what is the Spirit leading you to do. Because if you'll do what He leads you to do, that is always success. And you say, well, because listen, the devil will bombard people. If you had faith, you wouldn't have had to have that medical procedure. Don't listen to someone who failed. Just don't. He's the biggest failure that has ever been known in creation. Don't listen to someone accuse you of failure who has no way of ever doing it right. He was in the presence of God and still failed. He saw God face to face and still failed. Because the devil will point at you and say, you're not very strong in faith, or you wouldn't have had to have this, or you got no testimony because you went through this or you went through that. Anytime you followed what the Spirit said, you followed God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And there is success in following what the Spirit says, whether it's the highest flow or some other flow, whatever flow He led you into, that was success.
Amen.
Amen. And the devil will try to say, you should be further along in faith. You shouldn't have to need this medical router. You shouldn't have to go borrow money. You should be further along. Don't take counsel from him. He's got no faith. He's got no faith. He's got no faith. His faith doesn't even work. The Bible said demons also believe and tremble, but their faith doesn't work for them, does it?
No.
The Bible, demons believe God exists, but that's not faith. That's demon faith. That's demon measure faith, to just believe God exists. No, Bible faith is your doer what you believe. Amen. Your believing leads you to the doing. It's not enough to believe. It's you have to say it. You have to do it. Amen. So whatever the Spirit leads you to do, it doesn't matter. Don't let the devil accuse you with what level of faith that is.
Amen.
Because he's got none. He's got none. He is a fear-tormented being. That's why everywhere he goes, fear is produced, because he is the most tormented being in existence. That's why you sense fear when he comes in the room. That's why you sense fear when he speaks, because that's what he is. He is the most fearful, tormented being in existence. And that's not you. You're a spirit-led child of God. Amen. And whatever He leads you to do, when you hook your faith to what He's saying to you, you'll get results every time with your faith. You won't have a faith that's lacking. You won't have a faith that's imperfect. It's getting results. Amen. And as we grow in Him, we're able to step up in higher faith flows. We have not achieved all the fullness of what faith can accomplish. There's always higher faith flows, but at least succeed at where you're at today by following what the Spirit is saying to you. Amen. Amen. Are you helped tonight? Yes. Thank God for the Word. Hallelujah. 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 Stand with me to your feet. Stand with me to your feet. Father, we thank You. I know that many of you in here are facing needs, because we all face needs at one time or another. It's not a failure to have a need, right? But no matter if the need looks like it's beyond your expertise, it's not beyond the genius in you. Your safety and your help is in following what He's leading you to do. Is peace telling you to go this way? Or if you don't have peace about going that way, don't do it. Amen. It's just that easy. You can follow peace every single day of your life. Amen. Father, we thank You for Your Word, that it's a lamp to our feet. It's a light to our path. We're so thankful that we have the faith of God. And the faith of God operates by hearing from God. And we thank You that You're leading us. You're guiding us. Holy Spirit, we purpose to be more attentive. We recognize that we're not just living by trial and error, that we can hear and make victory steps based on what we hear. And we thank You that no matter what any of us in here are facing, we're never overwhelmed. Amen. We are never overwhelmed, because all we have to do is look to what peace is leading us to do. Holy Spirit, we make one decision today, and that is, we'll follow You. We'll follow You in how You lead us in the face of every need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just reach up your hands and worship Him tonight. We worship You tonight. We worship You tonight. Hallelujah. That power that's working, I called out, someone's knees are being healed. That same power is working in other people's, in your legs. Whatever problems or difficulties you had with your legs, the healing power of God is working there. Give action to that. Move that leg around. Do something. Lift it. Stomp down on it. Put weight on it. Shift from side to side. Do something to give action to that. Amen. We're not checking, did it work? We're giving action to the anointing. Hallelujah. Someone's ears are being healed right now. Your ears are being opened right now. Just receive that. Maybe there was a hearing loss. Maybe there was ringing of the ears. Maybe there was some kind of infection or pain in the ears. If you have any kind of ear problems, just reach out and receive it. Say, I take it. That's mine. I take that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Do something. Check that ear. Give action to that anointing. Let God know, I believe that power is working in it right now. Amen. Somebody has had recurring headaches, and it seems like the pressure is right behind the eyes. You've had recurring headaches right now. Just receive that healing power right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody has been having a scalp condition that has been ongoing, and it's caused all kinds of problems. The scalp condition, that's being healed right now. Every bit of that being healed right now. Hallelujah. Somebody's shoulders are being healed right now. Their shoulders, you were limited in how well you could lift them. Just lift your shoulders up. Just act on that. Hallelujah. See, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what God's saying. He's saying some things to us by the Spirit, through the gifts of the Spirit. So you can have faith for those things. Why? Because faith comes by hearing. Amen. That's why he has us to call these things out by word of knowledge, because it gives your face something to attach to, because you heard it. Amen. Hallelujah. Move those shoulders around. We're not checking to see if it worked. We're giving action. We're doing something we could not do before, because we believe in the power of God. I said, we believe in the power of God. Right across, somebody's hips have been misaligned. Somebody's hips have been, they've been like this. They're moved back into place right now. Do something. Move that around. Go side to side. Do something that would have been a limit to you before. Go ahead and act. Hallelujah. 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 Say, I receive it. I receive it. See, we have to perform the act of receiving too. Amen. It's not about God giving it. It's about us receiving what's already been made ours. Somebody, there's some kind of condition with your throat. You've had an ongoing condition with your throat. It seems like to me it's a raw thing. I don't know if it's something like like an acid reflux that comes up again up the esophagus and has made a kind of a rawness, a burning that's there all the time. That's being healed right now. Hallelujah. That's being healed right now. Praise the Lord. Just take it. Just take it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. This little lady over here, right here, you've got the black top off. Something, I don't know what it is, but I just saw something drop on you like a mantle on your shoulders. God's gracing you for something. To Father, we thank you for that anointing that rests upon her to fulfill what you're instructing of her. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Mashtakarya da bokorya da bekikiye. Mashtakaya da bakaya da ba. So much healing going on in this room right now. Even if I haven't called it out, you can release your faith and receive. And receive what it is you need. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We glorify you. We glorify you. Someone right up your neck, the vertebrae up through the top of all through the upper spine in that area, it's been out of place. Those have gone back into place. You used to have to go to the chiropractor all the time to get them put back in. Well, the divine chiropractor has put them back in. Amen. Move that around. Give action to that. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Something about the pelvis has been, it's been misaligned. Something, it's rotating back.
Hallelujah.
One, it's like, it, not one high and one low, but one forward and one back. And it's being readjusted right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody had lumps. If you were to raise your arm and right in the area of the armpit in this area, there were some growths or some kind of lumps in this area. Those are being dissolved right now. Those are being dissolved right now. Hallelujah. Just receive that. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the word. We thank you, Father. Somebody's elbow, it seems like to me you injured it. You landed on it somehow. The elbow has been injured. God's healing that right now. Is that you, love? Is that? Can you already tell the difference? You can already tell the difference? Hallelujah. What was the matter with it, love? You hit your elbow? The bone, like a chip off the bone on the elbow. It was fractured. And there was pain with it before, but not now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He is so good. I said, he is so, let's all do it with her. Just do it with her. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Faith comes by hearing. And hearing what God is saying to you right now. Amen. Hallelujah. There's somebody, something in this area. Something right here. I don't know if it's female organs or something with something else, but in this area, God is healing something internal.
Glory.
In this area. It's below your waist. Right below your waist. If you've had some problem in that area, I'd take it if I were you. Well, does she mean me? If it got near anywhere my need, I'd take it. Amen. If it wasn't for you, faith can take the spillover. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody who's, and I don't know, did I call this out, headache pains? Did I call that out? You'll recognize you had headaches when you came in. They're not there now. They're not there now. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Everybody put your hands down. Now, if you say, I can already tell a difference, something has changed. Maybe it's just begun. The process has begun, or maybe it's totally completed, but you can already tell a change in your body. Raise your hand real high. Let me see your hand. Put it up real high. Leave it up. Leave it up real high. Turn around and look how good Jesus is. Leave your hand up. Turn around and see how good Jesus is. Hallelujah. Wait, leave your hands up. Leave your hands up high. Keep it up real high. Stretch it all the way up. Stretch it all the way up. And look how good Jesus is. This is a testimony. I said, this Jesus loves testimony. And an upraised hand that I've received healing. Something's changed in my body. That's a testimony to him. Leave it up. Let just keep testifying. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Isn't Jesus good? I said, isn't Jesus good? Isn't Jesus good? See how easily faith worked when you heard? Amen. You heard what he said and your faith worked because you heard what he said. You weren't just randomly trying to grab something that wasn't quickened to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. All of those, let's just bend with some of those who couldn't bend before. Go from side to side. Go up and down with them. Those of you that something, now you can go up and do something you couldn't do before. We rejoice with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It matters to us that you receive what you need. Amen. It matters to us that you don't live in pain. It matters to us that you don't have torment in your mind. It matters to us that you're not living this life just guessing and going.
Come on. Come on.
But you can hear and know. And know what direction he wants you to go in. Amen. Just raise your hands. Jesus, we thank you tonight. Lift up your voice and thank him. Jesus, thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are a faithful God. You are so faithful to lead. And we thank you for bringing us into greater understanding of how to follow. Jesus, thank you for healing
thank you,
tonight.
Lord. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Father.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
For us to be healed, you, Jesus, it cost you everything. And we honor the price you paid by receiving our healing. By living healed, we honor you. And so we thank you. Thank you so much. It's so good to be healed. It's so good to be healed. Say that with me. It's so good to be healed. And Jesus, you did it. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody else from the inside of you. Agree with him about your shoulders being healed.
Thank you.
See, it's not just a mental agreement. From the inside, you say, I believe that. From the inside of you, say, I receive that. Because there's somebody else that God, there's healing power for your shoulders, but you didn't inwardly agree. So just from the inside of you, just say, I agree and I receive it. And the thing is, what can happen so many times, people can have suffered for so long that they get used to it. And I'm so appreciative of the woman with the issue of blood. For 12 years she suffered, but she refused to call that normal. She refused for that to be the rest of her life. And sometimes we can settle down and agree with something because it's been there for so long. So I say that to you. Even though those shoulders have had difficulties for years, it's not normal for you. It's not normal for you. So from the inside of you, say, I receive my healing. I receive my healing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Give Jesus one last praise and shout. Jesus, we thank you. There's been a lump of growth in your throat. And that's either dissolved or you're going to end up spitting that thing out. But that thing's not staying.
Comes out. That's right.
I was doing a service and a pastor was in the service. It wasn't at their church, but she was visiting. And she showed me after the service that she had her congregation watching by live stream. And I called out that somebody, there was a lump in her throat. And this woman that was watching by live stream went into the restroom and spit a lump out in the sink. Why? Because Jesus is the best doctor. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us for the preaching of God's word. We trust that your faith and your love for God is stronger than ever before. More information about Stevenson Ministries and Houston Faith Church is available online at HoustonFaith.tv. Chaz and Joni Stevenson are the pastors of a dynamic, growing church in Houston, Texas, and have a New Testament vision of preaching the uncompromised Word of God with the power of the Holy Spirit, helping people get saved and building strong Christians who can impact their world. Houston Faith Church is a place where the love of God is real, where lives are changed, and where followers of Jesus become fishers of men.